Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Dave from Tucson.
My name is Dave DeVoy. I'm a grateful alcoholic. And it's a privilege and an honor to be here. I was at the first meeting ever here and, when they started this. That's the first time I've ever been told they can't hear me. I got to tell you that. That's a fact. I was here at the first meeting ever that they started here, and it's been just a... It was just a godsend for me. And for them to introduce me from being from Tucson is kind of strange for me. You know, I'm a truly blessed individual. I can't tell you how much Alcoholics Anonymous has given to me, and there's really no way, shape, or form that I can possibly explain it to you in 10 minutes. I want to welcome those that introduced themselves as new, and those that didn't introduce themselves as new. If you didn't, that's okay too. I didn't when I first got here. There's some people I need to thank tonight, and because without them, I don't think that I would be here. Mark and his wife opened up their home to me to spend the weekend there, and I really appreciate that. My friend Bev is here, who dragged her husband. If I say anything, by the way, if I say anything tonight about Alcoholics Anonymous that you don't quite agree with and you don't quite go along with, my sponsor's here. He's way in the back there. And I love him. And I really believe that he saved my life. And that's true. Without a doubt. I have some people here that I sponsor. I'm really grateful that they're here. There's a lot of friends of mine that are in this room. And it would be impossible for me to identify all of them. But each and every one of them has carried me on this path of Alcoholics Anonymous. They've carried me on their back in times when I didn't. You know, my friend Carlos is here. And if it wasn't for him, I really don't think that I would be here. He carried me in the beginning of Alcoholics Anonymous when I first got here. One of the first meetings I went to was right over here. And this is why this is kind of special to me, because I went to Water Walkers too. And the message, the music, if you will, that they talk about in Alcoholics Anonymous, I heard it there. And I'm extremely grateful for that. You know, you hear about that all the time. You hear about people in Alcoholics Anonymous, they come up here and they talk about how they earned the right to be here. They earned their seat in Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, this has been a gift for me that I could never repay. I really couldn't. There's no way that a guy like me could ever be standing here before you sober and be something that I earned it, that I earned, because I didn't deserve any of this. God has smiled upon me. We talk about God in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, and God has truly smiled upon me, and he's given me blessings that I could not even fathom. I grew up in Chicago. I'm an Irish Catholic, and drinking was a way of life. That's just the way we spent our whole... That's the way we live. When there was a family gathering, there was drinking, there was a fight, and part of the family went one way, and part of the family went another way until the next gathering. And then everybody was fine again at the beginning of the party, and at the end of the party, there would be somebody else that would be a fight. You know, the police may show up, they may not. The fire department may show up, it may not. You know, you never really know exactly what's going to happen. And I loved it. I did. I thought this was the answer. Man, to be able to be like them, wow. To drink like they do, unbelievable. You know, I was a kid, they'd send me off to get beer, and I'd crack the beer open, and I'd drink half of it on the way back, you know? And sooner or later, they'd say, look, go get the beer, but don't open it. Don't open it. Yeah, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot, you know? And that's just the way I thought it was. That's what I thought life was all about, you know? I thought drinking was just a way of life. Going to the bars was what you did. I didn't know another way to live. I started drinking. I can't tell you when I started drinking. Started smoking cigarettes and drinking beer. I remember in the basement of my uncle's house, we stole Pall Mall cigarettes because that's what my aunt smoked, and drank Ham's beer because that's what they drank. You know? And that's the way it was. My mother and father opened a restaurant and was next door to a bar. And it was a doorway that you could walk through from the restaurant to the bar. I was maybe 11 years old, 12 years old, and I'd be over in the bar shooting pool in the afternoon. And guys would be betting on me, and they'd be buying, and, you know, the drinks and so forth and so on, and they'd throw me a little beer now and then, you know, and my dad would get aggravated, and he'd come over and slap me upside the head and say, don't come in here anymore, and the next week I'd be back again. You know, and in that same bar, we'd get off, they'd close up the restaurant, and they'd go over to the bar after closing. You know, they'd go next door to the bar, and they'd drink till 9, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, depending. And if I started to get about 15 or 16 years old, and I used to be able to hang out there, and then the bartender, who was the owner, would get a little too tipsy, and then I'd be behind the bar serving. You know, it was great. I thought, man, my goal in life was to own a bar. To be a bar owner. That was my goal in life, man. I was going to call it The Answer. You know? I saw that on the back of a boat one time, and I said, this is it. This is what, you know, this is truly what I want to do. I quit school. My dad died when I was 16 years old. I quit school because I thought that's, you know, what I needed to do. I wasn't going to go do that anymore. Besides which, it was boring anyways. Turned 18. I thought, you know what? Military, the Army. Vietnam's going on. I'm going to save the world. That's what I need to do. Used to watch the World War II movies, you know, combat. You know, Vic Morrow. That was what I was going to do, you know. And I went to basic training in Louisiana, Fort Polk, Louisiana. And they put us through Vietnam training, and I said, oh, man, this is not something that I really want to do. The swamps and things and snakes and bugs and, I mean, this is, and people, and we could get killed. So I ended up in Stuttgart, Germany. And with a top secret security clearance and love and life. I worked one day, 24 hours on, and I had 3 days off. It was just spectacular. Didn't have to report to anything. And I went into the Army as an E-1. And I came out as an E-1. You know? They said that I had apathy. I didn't quite understand that. I just said I didn't really care to be there. And I moved on. You know, my story of drinking is just like anybody else's, I think. I drank a lot. I drank day and night. You know, the best time that I could remember in my life was I was on unemployment, and I would spend the afternoons in the bleachers at Wrigley Field with Bill Veeck, watching the Cubs play baseball, drinking Old Style, collecting unemployment, and I had a bartending job at night. Wow. I had cash rolling. There was 4 o'clock in the morning joints. They all knew me by name. Could drink behind the bar then. You know, when you... Here, you tip. There, you tip and buy a drink for the bartender. Get yourself one. No problem. It was great. It was the best time of my life. I mean, it was just wonderful. Alcohol worked great. Had a good time. six or seven DUIs along the way. Something like that. You know, in Chicago, I didn't have that many because I knew a lot of the cops and they would, you know, take me home or, you know, throw me in the back of the car and lock me up for a couple hours and whatever. You know, who knows how many DUIs I would have had other than that. And thank God I'm here that I never killed anybody. I really do. I'm really grateful for that. My wife divorced me. She said I had a drinking problem. And I told her that, and this is a quote, you know, we wouldn't have any problems if you would go to the bar with me. If you would just go with me, we wouldn't have a problem. There would be no problems. You know? Wow. See that? Thank you. You know, I really want to share this with you, that Alcoholics Anonymous has blessed me with more things than I can possibly think about. Somebody said to me, why are you driving to San Diego to be a 10-minute speaker? And I said, because they asked me. And they said, yeah, but that's an awful long way. And I said, you know, the truth of the matter is that I will go anywhere at any time for Alcoholics Anonymous, because it's blessed me with friends and people and a relationship with my daughter. And I've really and truly learned how to love somebody without expecting to be loved back. And I've been given that gift from Alcoholics Anonymous. And I thank you all for letting me share.